Hey, everybody, you ready for some mic drops? Today is the 50th episode of the Innovation Room podcast, and we're going to honor some of our past guests with our Innovation Awards, identifying folks we've had on the show who've shared some of the most thought-provoking nuggets with us. Welcome back to the Innovation Room, everybody. I'm your host, Tori, here with my co-host, Rhiannon. And y'all, this is a really special episode because it's our 50th episode, for one thing, but also because we get to feature some of our amazing past guests. But before we get into that, don't forget to like and share this episode and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Today, we are honoring five guests who truly shook things up on our podcast. And we are going to start with our most surprising insight award. And this award goes to Kim Goey. She is the president of FEXA. And she really made us pause and rewire how we think about women in the facility maintenance industry.
You know, there was a period of time when I remember, and even now, I see women try to emulate what they think a women leader, like you mentioned, the boss lady kind of persona. I'm so glad that that's sort of being dispelled now, just as not relevant, does the opposite. It doesn't seem genuine. It's inorganic. I'm so glad that
I hear the term alpha female constantly.
Yeah.
And you felt like for a while that you had to take that on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know what? There's a way to be an alpha female that still is very plugged into the benefit of the people around her, and leads in a very, you know, empathetic, radical, candor way, and doesn't lead with the fear.
That was such a wonderful insight from Kim, and she truly exemplifies the kind of leadership and authenticity that she talked about in episode 28. And it is just amazing how we are transitioning to this type of leadership, and talked about how women don't need to be that alpha female. And even when you are going to be an alpha female, you can still lead with empathy and with authenticity and just really leading without fear. Trust, not fear, is what the basis of that was.
Yeah, I think that's it's when she said that, I was like, oh, dang, that's good, man. And I think that, right, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden your personality or your character goes away when we think about being an alpha female or not being an alpha female. Like, to be honest, what does that even mean? Okay, who knows what that even means? Rhiannon, somebody like you have a much stronger personality. If you've got an opinion, like, you're probably going to let people know what you think, right? Which is a wonderful quality. And I've been privileged to see so many different types of leadership, some who are more quiet leaders who really lead by example, and some who are more vocal in sharing what they think and engaging and galvanizing people into action. And all types of leadership are really valuable. And for women specifically, we often have the ability to lean more into that empathy and that compassion, which is a tremendous gift. And so just want to encourage all the gals out there, lean into your natural giftings. You already have everything that you need to be a great leader.
And just because you are in an industry potentially that is more male driven, or there are more males, that does not mean that you have to be the loudest in the room or command everything with authority. You can still lean on your specific character traits and what makes you special in regards to your leadership.
All right, y'all. Sometimes you know that on the podcast, our conversations can go in some interesting directions. And so that's why we've named this one our Best Tangent Award. And this guest really helped provide a unique perspective on the topic of vendor communication. And he helped us focus on the value of character and integrity when you're having conversations with your vendors and with your clients both. So the winner of our Best Tangent Award is our own head of project management, Scott Sindel.
I think you make a good point, Jonathan, and what you're saying, where we reflect to our clients is trying to over-communicate is number one, but I think having the character and the integrity for both ourselves at North American, but also out of our vendors, For instance, if they're quitting a job or doing a project for us and they see something that's wrong, part of that rapport that we build with them is, hey, thanks for calling out. Sorry, we missed that. And it's working together as a team versus back to my point of you work for us, do what we say. It's more, hey, we understand you're the professionals in the field. And that's one thing that I was taught early on for the past 9 years is they're the professionals in the field. They are the experts. We are experts as well, but they're going to be your eyes. And if you don't trust them and their character and the integrity to do the job in a professional way, that can ruin the rapport and that relationship right from the start if we don't right. trust that.
And he just solidified and I guess reworded how your vendors are your eyes and your ears in the field and to really treat them as a partner because they are the experts. And if we treat our vendors with respect, it goes a long way.
Yeah, that's so true. Our vendors, we literally could not do what we do without them. They are our lifeline. They are, like you said, our eyes in the field. And so shout out to all of our North American Signs vendors. Y'all rock. And just thank you to Scott for sharing this insight. It's not just about over-communicating, making sure that you're timely in your responses, right? That's a really important component of communication, obviously. Like that's the practical side of it, but also being able to trust the integrity of the vendors that you're working for. And honestly, like assuming the best until you have reason to believe otherwise is generally a decent policy. All right, for our third award, y'all know that our guests always have amazing ideas to share all the time, but there was one moment in episode 26 that was just so good. We had to just let it hang in the air for a second. We had a conversation about artificial intelligence. This was over a year ago, which y'all know in the AI world is a long time ago. But this key insight from our guest still stands out. So our Mic Drop Moment Award goes to Sean Black. He's the Executive Vice President of Business Development at JDE Construction and Facility Solutions.
I heard a really cool example about this. We're one of the most connected societies on the earth right now. And it's only getting more connected with cameras. We have cameras everywhere. So you add the camera and you connect it to AI and that data you're talking about collecting is in real time. And so then what you're talking about is and I heard this example, it was so good. Say a fashion designer in London wants to know what the trends are in New York right now for outerwear. Type send. Access all the cameras in New York, view everyone who's on the subway, look at their outwear everywhere, because there's cameras everywhere in New York. And if you get that data, it will break it down to you by trend. And so now having that data, you can now say, okay, well, this is what's trending. And, let me design something around that for this season right now. So you can be able to make decisions in real time based on data in real time, which then in turn changes everything. The person who has access to the data has access to what's happening currently. And so whatever they produce will be relevant now. Where the person who's designing for next fall has no clue. They think they do, but they don't. So how's it going to change? It's going to change by whoever has the best AI tools wins.
And when he said, whoever has the best AI tools wins, we are transitioning into that world. And just so amazing how we can talk about real time and we can get data in real time now with AI, with cameras, with all of the technology that is evolving. And we're all still waiting to see what this AI develops into and what it can do specifically for our industry. But I think Sean definitely was on the right track when he said, whoever has those best AI tools will be the winner.
Yeah, Rhiannon, I think you're right. And the other important component of having the best AI tool is being able to use it, right? It doesn't really matter if you've got an amazing AI tool if you don't know how to capture its power really well. And so we've said it many times on the podcast. We'll say it again. Like y'all, if you're not on the AI train, if you're not learning at least even in a mild way, like how to start integrating it into your workflow, you got to start doing that because you will be left in the dust if you don't. And this is, to be honest, whether or not you philosophically even like AI, okay? Like I know that there are people out there who have some like real hesitancy and caution around AI, and I get it, like I do too, but you need to start getting skilled in using it in whatever your job capacity is, whether or not you like it philosophically, right? You have to know how to use it, or else your business, your role, all those things will start to suffer.
Okay. So our next word is, I wish I had said that. And I know that our listeners would agree that our guests are no strangers to quotable moments, for sure. But this guest dropped just a few sentences that are gold in helping both interviewers and interviewees prep for the interview. And that's why Molly Garrels, Director of National Accounts at Duralast, is the winner of I Wish I Had Said That award.
My motto towards interviewing is that it's not necessarily just me interviewing you. It's a date. Do you like me? Do I like you? Do we want to continue this? What's the feeling behind it? So for me, I want you to ask questions that show you're interested in the job and that show that you are really thinking about how it's going to impact your life. What is it going to look like on the day-to-day basis? Does it fit your current family? Does it fit your needs?
Molly is just great. We had so much fun on this episode. And interviewing is talent, I guess, that you have to learn and you can tweak and critique. And that's what we did in this episode. And I think the biggest thing that Molly talked about in this episode that stood out, and I wish I had said that, is an interview is not just a one-way conversation. It's a date. Mm-hmm. And it's, do I like you and do you like me? It goes both ways. So it was so important to have that little tidbit nugget to think of.
I agree. And I think it almost takes the pressure off of the whole interview process, right? Like, it, when you think about it, it's not a complete like power difference. You can feel a little bit more confident and put your critical thinking hat on as you're being interviewed too. And so it just, at least for me, I would feel that was like a little bit of a weight off as I'm going through the interview process. So it's just a little date. Okay, everybody, it is our last award, and branding is always such a huge topic for us as a national sign company and also obviously on the podcast. And so this final award goes to a guest who really taught us how helping your employees understand your brand as a whole can elevate your facility maintenance company. That's what we were talking specifically in this episode about, elevate your facility maintenance company, but really any company this is true of, it can just take it to the next level. And so our Brand Whisperer Award goes to Kristen Sokolovsky, a marketing and AI integration consultant.
It's not just for other people. I suppose also for your employees, right? Your employees also need to understand why they're showing up every day and whether their personal values also are reflected in the company. And I think that's where authenticity comes in as well. Having that from all of your employees, as well as the overall organization, and then it's better transmuted to your clients.
This was also a really fun episode. Yeah. And these women were just so smart and so plugged into the new and exciting things, but also just specifically for our industry. And I think it was just so important when she shared that, really reflecting on the fact that, does your own integrity and personal values reflect through your company? And really thinking about that and wanting your employees to know what your values and integrity and characteristics are of your company. And when you truly believe in your company values and your company's direction, that automatically reflects to your client and how important that is. That was just amazing insight from her.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's a little bit of a theme through all of these awards is that integrity, authenticity piece of things, and really letting that shine through. Some people, I think maybe this is an overgeneralization. I think sometimes in larger companies, it's harder to communicate brand ideals or brand values and that integrity side of things. But some people love that huge corporate structure, and that's fantastic. It's amazing though, like we're super blessed at North American Signs, and I think other companies of a similar size and scope would say the same thing, that it's really such a blessing to get to see our CEO and owner live the values that he talks about and live the values that North American Signs was founded upon and lives by. And that's just, it's a special thing to get to see, but it also being able to communicate that to your employees, like Kristen talked about in episode 26, is just tremendous value, because you want your employees to, of course, live their lives with character and integrity. Right. And it's easier and just overall more beneficial to do that when you're the company that you work for does that too.
In the last award, it goes both ways, where your own personal integrity and your values need to reflect on the company, and the company, it's got to match. It's all got to match. Mm-hmm. And this is where she talked about how your employees need to know why they're showing up every day and why it's important for them to be there and to work there. And I think it was just so important to think about that and how that all trickles down, and all of these really trickle down to the end point, which is the client and the consumer. All right, Tori, I can't believe it, but that is a wrap on episode 50. There's so many valuable takeaways from all of our wonderful guests, and a special thank you, not just to the awesome guests featured here today, but also to the guests who contribute to their innovative insights to our show all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah, our guests, we are so grateful to you, and we hope you come back and visit us on the Innovation Room again, and that we'll get to meet lots of new wonderful and insightful guests in the future. Y'all, as always, don't forget to like and share this episode, subscribe to the podcast, and let us know what you thought of these awards. Do you think that we got it right? What awards would you maybe add next time? And until next time, guys, keep innovating.